Father, thank you for all the leaders and children that came to the Holiday Bible Club this week. Father, thank you that your message of love was spread. And Father, I pray that it continues to this morning as I speak. Amen. So I was thinking about what to share, trying to go along the same line. It was superheroes, if you didn't catch it. Mentioned it a few times. But in case it's superheroes, and I think that's been a really, really big theme in just pop culture this year. And my brother's very into superheroes. I'm very aware of what's going on because he tells me everything. And I had a look at different material that already existed. And apparently I'm quite fussy because I quite like it to be very, very biblical based. So I didn't really like anything that I found. So I just wrote my own, which added work, but it's okay. I wrote my own. And I wanted to share something along the same line of superheroes, something that tied in. And I realized, actually, that the things that we were teaching the kids every day are really powerful, and there's something that we all need to know as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each day and tell you the story that the children learned, so the Bible story that they learned, and then what that taught them about being a superhero. And as I go through them, maybe one will stick out, or maybe they'll all stick out, but keep it in your minds and in your hearts and pray through it. That was the memory verse. So on the Monday, we looked at the story of David. And David was a little boy with a shepherding background who had absolutely no experience in battle. But with God's help, he went head to head with a giant. And from that story, we taught the children that heroes are brave. And we told them to be brave, and we made sure that they understood what that meant. That actually, it's not just about being brave in battle, but it's about being brave in every aspect of our lives. Because God doesn't promise us easy. Nowhere does he say that he promises that once you become a Christian, life will be easy. But he calls you outside your comfort zones, and he calls us to where maybe that is where we want to be. And he doesn't promise that it's going to be easy, but he promises that he'll be with us in every situation that might scare us. And that helps us to be brave, because God's always on our side and he's always with us. So that was Monday. And on Tuesday, we looked at the story of Noah. So Noah was a God-fearing man who was called to build an ark in a place that, unlike Northern Ireland, didn't really rain that often. And Noah was mocked and laughed at for building an ark nowhere near any water. But he trusted that God knew better, and he trusted that God had a plan. And so the second thing that we taught the children was that superheroes stand up for the truth. It would have been very easy, I think, for Noah just to give in to all the mockery and just to stop building the ark. Especially when these people are his peers and these people are his friends. And so for us as Christians, we believe that God is the truth, that God is the ultimate of what is true and what is good. And for us, that means we have to stand up for God, stand up for who he is. I asked the children what they thought that meant when I said stand up for the truth, and they told me that the truth is doing the right thing and not telling lies, which is right. And I hope that's something that sticks with them, that they stand up for what is right. But for us, I think there's a further challenge to stand up for what we believe in. Tomorrow, we'll go into places where God maybe isn't the center in work, in, I suppose, school and uni's finished, but in other things that you're doing. And God maybe isn't the center. Being a Christian isn't the popular thing to do. But actually, we need to stand up for who we are and stand up for what we believe in. Because that's something that is throughout the Bible is made clear. It's something that Paul really highlights in his letters, that putting God first means standing up for who and what we believe in and putting our relationship with God above anything else. On the Wednesday, we looked at the story of Joshua. So near Jericho, Joshua was given a message from God to walk with armed men around the city once a day for 6 days. And on the seventh, march 7 times and blow trumpets, and then the walls would fall down. So we taught the children that heroes never give up. If I was Joshua, I'm not a very patient person, so if I was Joshua, around day 3 or day 4, I'd start to question why we were doing this. And by day 5 or day 6, I would definitely be complaining. And so by day 7, doubt would definitely have sunk in. It was, is this going to work? But Joshua didn't have that. Joshua didn't do that. He knew that God was in charge, and because God was with him, then he wasn't going to give up. We're told in so many areas, I think, of life to keep going and to not give up. But with God, he promises that he's always with us. So actually, we need to keep going in our faith, and we need to keep moving forward and not give up when things are hard, because we have the maker of the universe on our side. On the fourth day, on the Thursday, I wanted to make sure that somewhere there was a woman in there, because girls can be superheroes too. So on the Thursday, we looked at the story of Mary, a young girl who was told that she was going to be the Son of God. And Mary, I think, reminds us that heroes listen and obey. And for us, we need to listen to what God's saying, because God has really amazing plans for our lives, just like he had a really amazing plan for Mary, that Mary had to listen and obey, otherwise she wouldn't have been a part of. So for us, we need to listen to what God is saying and obey, which is sometimes the harder bit. But we need to listen for God's voice in whatever way he's speaking, whether he's speaking through the Bible or through other people or through words and through visions, that we listen and we obey what God is saying to us. And finally, on the last day, we looked at the ultimate superhero. We reminded ourselves of the story of Easter. They pointed out this Easter is like 10 million months away. We looked at the story of Easter anyway. And what Jesus did on the cross just to save us all. That he gave us the last challenge that I gave them was probably the hardest. And it's the one that Jesus highlights throughout his ministry, is that heroes put others first. That when Jesus went to the cross, he wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about us, and he was thinking of saving us. And so on the Friday, every day they made crafts that they could bring home that they could keep. But on the Friday, as well as decorating their photo frames, they decorated a little key ring. And the point of decorating the little superhero key ring is that they were going to give it away. Blew their minds a little bit that they were giving it away as opposed to keeping it. But the challenge was for them to give it to someone else and tell them why. So why they were giving away something they had made, and to tell them how much Jesus loves them. And so as I gave the children a challenge on the last day of putting other people first, I'm going to give you the same challenge, but a little bit differently. So I have asked two really, really special volunteers that at the end of the service, they're going to stand at the back with little trays or little baskets. And in the baskets is the first name of every child that's came to the Holiday Bible Club. And I would love it if you would take a name and pray for the child this summer, that they remember what they were taught when they were in Holiday Bible Club. And they remember just how much Jesus loves them. There's quite a few duplicates, but all of the children's names are in there. Putting others first is the command that Jesus gave us himself. It's really difficult. I struggle putting other people first, especially when it's my brothers and they're annoying me. But Jesus never gives us anything that he didn't do first. He put us first, and so he asks us to do the same thing. And these are the stories that the children were learning all week, stories that they've maybe heard before, but I was hoping to give them a new meaning. And they were learning this, like, what would take to be a superhero. And so I wanted to share it with you, to remind all of you that actually we're all heroes for the faith too. We might not dress up in superhero costumes, but we are definitely heroes of the faith and heroes for God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you that we can use it to learn more about you. Father, thank you for the messages that we've been teaching our children all week. And I pray that these are messages that stick in our hearts and minds as well. Amen.